from KQED.
We spend about a third of our entire lives sleeping, or trying to, and it isn't hard to get people to talk about it.
I'm a worrywart mother, and sometimes if I wake up during the night, and if I start thinking about something, it's not going to allow me just to doze off again.
When you go to sleep, all the things you could have done, you should have done, you might have done, start knocking on your door.
The other night, I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning. I felt refreshed, and I thought it was time to get up. I had to lay there and force myself to go back to sleep.
I've tried just numbers, sheep, whatever it may be. I can't seem to calm my mind down at night.
I know I'm not getting enough sleep, so I'm always tired.
I sleep very well. Once I hit that bed, in just a matter of, I would say, minutes, I'm out.
That was Arlene Garcia. And earlier, Janice Bauer, Louis Colosimo, Regina Allen, Megan Prezenica, and Tammy Zarganis, all talking about sleep. It's the topic of our whole show today.
The most common sleep disorder in America, we think, is people just not getting enough sleep for lifestyle reasons, insufficient sleep.
That's Dr. Rafael Paleo with the Stanford Sleep Medicine Center in Redwood City. People with sleep issues go there to learn more about the quality and quantity of sleep they get. Last week, I spent a night at the clinic, hooked up to electrodes, to see what I could learn. I get there around 5 in the evening. It begins like any doctor's visit.
This machine will measure your blood pressure, your pulse.
I'm game for this, but I got to tell you, sleeping is not one of the things I do best, as Dr. Paleo would soon learn.
Let's start from the beginning. So if you were really a patient here, you would have come in, got your vital signs, come in, and I would simply ask you, why are you here?
Okay. Well, I'm here because I'm doing a story about sleep.
Yes.
But, you know, like anybody, I have sleep issues.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, I feel like I don't sleep soundly.
Okay. And since when have you felt that way?
As long as I can remember.
You have no memories of sleeping well?
Not really.
I went as a child. I was a little boy.
Dr. Paleo asked when I went to bed as a kid. Hadn't thought about that in years. I tell him that as the youngest of three, I always went to bed first. He suggests that maybe I kind of resented that early bedtime, creating a kind of anxiety. One thing I'm quickly realizing, sleep and psychology are very much intertwined.
So you have inappropriate bedtime, so going to bed is a drag, is a hassle, right? And it's not fair that your older sibling get to stay up later than you.
We talked about what I do in the evening, when I go to bed, how many times a night I think I wake up, and how I feel in the morning. Answer, tired.
You can have a little bit of two things going on. A little bit of a light sleeper with mild sleep apnea can overall give you unrefreshing sleep.
Yeah.
And the thing is to do is to tease that out and then break it down into the right parts to it. So tonight we're just going to measure how you're sleeping, and in the morning we'll go over the results with you.
It was time to get ready for bed. No small thing in this place. I'm led to my room, called simply Sleep 18. Technician Robert Tagnoli is getting ready to hook me up.
The first place I'm going to start putting electrodes is on your legs, just below your knees.
And so each one of these monitors something different?
Yes. You can imagine that.
There are 28 wires in all, attached to my legs, my head, my abdomen. Then Tagnoli sticks them all into a box that he hangs around my neck. He turns on a machine that blows air to dry the glue holding the wires attached to my head. All of it's meant to sense and measure my breathing, eye motion, blood oxygen, snoring, leg and chest movements.
What phase of sleep you're in, whether you're dreaming, whether you're awake, whether you're asleep at all, and if there are interruptions to your sleep architecture, as shown by brain waves.
Finally, I'm all wired up and ready to hit the sack.
All right, so it's me and a box of wires ready for a good night's sleep. How am I ever going to sleep with all this stuff?
At about 7 a.m., I call the overnight sleep technician to say I'm awake.
Scott, you need anything?
Yeah, I was trying to get find the button.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's like time to get up.
All right, I'll be in a few minutes.
Okay.
He comes in to disconnect all the electrodes. I shower to get the glue off me, then sit down with Dr. Rafael Paleo to go over the results.
And we actually look at every single second of your sleep. So you were in bed maybe 8 or 9 hours, 10 hours. And we're going to look at it page by page over the entire night.
The computer screen shows more than a dozen lines, squiggles of green, red, blue, purple, and black.
So when you review these, what are you looking for?
You learn to look at the whole thing. But I'm looking for your brain waves. I'm looking for arrhythmias, like a weird heartbeat, low drops in oxygen, irregular breathing issues for the most part.
Your regular breathing can signal the most common and potentially dangerous sleep problem, sleep apnea. Paleo scrolls through the screenshots. Each one represents 30 seconds of sleep. There are hundreds of them for the night.
By the way, your EKG is nice. Your heartbeat's nice and slow. You're an athlete. You're a swimmer. 53. You know, you'd probably be happy with that, right?
Yeah. Now, if you asked how long I thought it took me to fall asleep last night, I'd swear it was 1 or 2 hours. The reality? Not even close.
And look at these brain waves. Now, this is what they call a K-complex. See, it's this special wave. It looks different than the rest. That means you're in stage 2 sleep. You're snoring. Your breaths are kind of shallow now. You're gone. You're out. And that's 20 minutes after they turn off the lights.
Dr. Paleo talks about the 3 phases of sleep. Then he skips ahead a few hours to where the graphs get more animated, rapid eye movement, or REM sleep.
Dreaming, which is probably the sexy, interesting part of sleep, that's only about 20% of the night. And if that was all that we needed, we're wasting 80% of the night. In fact, we think that the entire sleep patterns are important.
After reviewing the night's data, I tell Dr. Paleo, it looks like I'm a better sleeper than I thought. He disagrees. His take, my breathing is slightly irregular throughout the night. Nothing severe, but he suggests a few things I could do to get a better night's sleep.
People with sleep problems, though, sometimes don't realize that they're sleeping. They sleep so lightly, they're in and out of sleep. And since they're not sure if they're really sleeping or not sometimes, if they have a dream, they think, oh, if I'm dreaming, I must be sleeping, therefore I have a good night's sleep.
Sleeping is such a personal thing, right? When you sleep, how you sleep, who you sleep with. After I had all those wires attached, I posted a photo on my Facebook page. And I was surprised by how many people, friends, acquaintances, work colleagues, sent messages describing their own sleep issues. I realized that sleep is kind of complicated. It's not just an on-off switch. Either you're sleeping or awake. Your mind can play tricks on you, making you think you're not sleeping when you are, or that you're getting better sleep than you are. The only way to know for sure is to get some actual data. And if you're having trouble sleeping, don't just accept it and think you have to live with it. Get it checked out. See what the options are. You'll find some useful links on our website, californiareport.org.